even destroying books because their contents were disagreeable. But these books contained the dark, secret patterns for bringing on the end of the world. The end of many worlds, actually. For if the Year of the Skulls successfully sacrificed my world, others connected to the glittering plane must follow. This was not a crisis that needed immediate resolution. I had my answers worked out already, which was why I was on hands and knees under the lecterns while suffering verbal abuse from an infidel who had no use for my god or for the deceiver's merciless destroyer. I tipped the covers of the book shut while wondering if there was still some way the children of night could get to me.
"The covers appear to be blank," Swan said.
"You're looking at the backs of the books. I'm closing them so they're face down, remember?"
"Hold it."
He held up a finger, cocked an ear. Echoes.
Somebody's out there.
I listened harder. Singing again. I wish they wouldn't sing. Nobody in the band but Sara can carry a tune in a bucket with a lid on it. "You can come on up here now. I think it's safe."
"You think?"
"I'm still alive."
"I don't know if that's necessarily a recommendation. You're too sour and bitter for the monsters to eat. I, on the other hand..."
"You, on the other hand, are plain lucky that my god forbids me to reveal that the only thing interested in eating you would be the kind of beetle that flourishes on a diet of livestock byproduct." Right there looks like a good place to start a fire. Swan was up beside me now. There was some kind of large brazier-looking thing that still had a few charcoal remnants in it. It was made of hammered brass in a style common to most of the cultures of this end of the world.
"You want me to tear a few pages out for tender?"
"No, I don't want you to tear pages out."
"Weren't you listening when I told you the books might make you want to read them?" "I was listening. Sometimes I don't hear very well, though."
"Like most of the human race." I was prepared. In minutes, I had a small fire burning. I lifted one of the books carefully, making sure it faced away from Swan and me. I fanned its pages out slightly and set it down in the flames, spine upward. I burned the last volume first, just in case. Something might interfere. I wanted the first volume destroyed to be one the Daughter of Night had not yet seen. The first book, which she had copied parts of several times, and might have partially memorized, I would burn last. The book caught fire eventually, but did not burn well. It produced a nasty-smelling dark smoke that filled the cavern and forced Swan and me to get down on our stomachs on the icy floor. The underground wind did carry some of the smoke away. The rest was no longer overwhelming when I consigned the second book to the flames. While waiting to add the final book to the fire, I brooded about why Kina was doing nothing to resist this blow to her hopes for resurrection. I could only pray that goblin sacrifice had hurt her so badly she could not look outside herself yet. I could only pray that I was not a victim of some grand deceit. Maybe these books were decoys. Maybe I was doing exactly what Kina had planned for me to do. There were doubts. Always.
"You're muttering to yourself again."
Ah.